Well, naturally, there will be two groups of people that will be listening to us. For your information, Brother Herman, there are people that are fed up with all the nonsense that is going on in Christianity. And many of them have decided to sit at home. And to answer their heart desire, God raised a ministry like this and gave us a platform like this. And we receive messages just for the purpose of listening to you. I just picked one I just received just yesterday. He said, this is from Samuel Boateng. He is from America. He said, I just finished listening to the message you preached titled Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. He said, Pastor Moses, my whole desire since God made me meet you on YouTube and on the internet is that I might know him, Jesus Christ, and be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Like you said in the preaching, some of us have been listening to Brother Abraham, my precious prophet. But sometimes I don't get the clear picture until I hear you preach like in the Nigerian English. Hallelujah. He said, I am a Ghanaian living here, that's in the US. So I understand the message better. So God raised some of you, Pastor Moses, to bring the message to our understanding like Africans. I went to a message church here after listening to you, and all they do is quote Brother Abraham, say, Brother Abraham, say. So when you said in the message titled Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, that the way people play the prophet message, some of us, we will hear the prophet speaking like the white. We don't get all. So I listen to the Bright TV on my phone and laptop because I understand the African Nigerian English better than the fast white man's English. He says, so God bless you again for your humility and concern for the message. Please, I want to know about 1, predestination. 2, eternal security. 3, what will I do so I don't miss heaven, Pastor Moses? After listening to the Bright TV for 2 years, I cannot miss heaven for anything. Hallelujah. He said, now that I know that the rapture is on, I can't miss heaven. Also, Pastor, my whole family in Ghana are very serious Pentecostals. Pastor Moses, I am convinced and concerned. Please help me pray for my father, Mr. Dubin, and family that they come into the message. Please, I'm ready to send my address and every information so I can receive the message. Please. God bless you, my precious brother Moses. Shalom. Yesterday, the same yesterday again, I received another text. This one says, Shalom, sir. My name is Omidiji Babajide, an online member from Ondo State, who solidly believe in your restoration and end time message. I study about the fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. Sir, is it possible for a person to operate more than one office, as Jesus did, and seen it also in you? Besides, that I saw myself in a dream kneel down at the front of the church altar, you were praying and pouring anointing oil on me, and you shook my hand, that I was feeling fire all over me and began to speak in new tongue. Then I woke up. Another text says, Shalom, Pastor. I am Sister Happiness Ede from Niger State. Online member for 1 year and 6 months now. God has really changed my life. My way of dressing has changed. I no longer put on those worldly things anymore. I don't pray Hail Mary anymore too. And I always join Tuesdays, Fridays, and sometimes Sunday program because of that, my husband doesn't allow me to join the program. He always turn off the system or he will change it to other channels because he said, you are confusing me and that my madness is getting out of hand. Please, what will I do? Praise the Lord. While some are getting excited, some are getting offended. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the message is not for everyone. And I have an advice for those who watch us and don't like us. Please, change to other channels. It's not compulsory for you to watch our channel. There are hundreds of channels, Christian channels. Watch what you like. There is freedom of speech and freedom of worship. So, and the channel is for those who believe us. It's not for everybody. So once you disagree with us, just change to Emmanuel TV and leave us alone. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? This year we are going to be under the blood. Make sure you are under the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ is our city of refuge. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The choir sang a song to that effect recently. Listen to them. God bless you. Hide under the blood throughout this year. That's the only safe place to be. And to hide under the blood is to have a relationship with God. Praise God. To just admonish us on what I titled, What Next for the Bride? What next for the bride? Listen. I had an experience in time past, and it is so with everybody. You see, your soul will never have rest until you find that resting place. How? This is how God deals with man generally. As far as salvation is concerned, when you see a young man or a woman, any man, any woman, when you see those who go to join one cult or the other, they go to join one cult. From there, they leave, they go there. Or they go to one church, they leave again to go to another church. Well, generally, pastors don't like people leaving their churches. So sometimes when you leave, they will coin one name and give to you. Some will call you wandering stars. Because Jude says so. Then some will call you fallen angel because you have left their church. You are a fallen angel. And some will say, you have gone back to your vomit. All manner of terminologies. But let me tell you, it's not always like that. When you see somebody leaving one place to the other, there is something he's looking for. There is a void in every one of us. I'm talking about the true seed of God. That is the reason why, to satisfy that, to fill that void, he goes to join a canker. But he didn't get it there. He went to Rosicrucian. He didn't get it there. He heard of another cult. And when they entered, they go and join. They enter where? But when it doesn't work, they leave. They find Jesus Christ. They find a little peace that is more than what they received before. But after some time, he still discovered there is still a little vacuum somewhere. Even in Christ. He cannot go back anymore. He has truly found out that there is something in it. The same thing. That is what led some of us until we found the end time message. Now, some of us like myself, when I found the end time message, I was in a church. For 5 years I was there. And every time, and we were very few in that church. I'm talking about maybe a little above 100 members. Because they don't evangelize. Even those who sat down there, now some of us bring them, come there. Every day the pastor sermon, don't paint your mouth. There are those people who wear a high heel shoe, cross no gutter, short skirt, palm hair, paint face, all this one. All everything. So, all our sisters, they drop all that thing. Everyone will stop. Every time, pastor, the same thing. They talk every summer. So one day, I went and met the pastor. Pastor, we have dropped all those things. What next? And he was stumbled by that question. Because I still had a void, a vacuum. Because every day we come there, there were no gifts in the church. There was something about the message that was not complete. And that was sending some of us to go to Pentecostal churches Because some of us belong to no church until we, before we gave our life to Christ. The first church we enter is the anti-message church. Then you will stay and then you will be telling us that the denomination is of the devil. It's antichrist system. And the whole church will say, amen, amen. That's what they hear every time. They stuff down their head. And tell them that devils don't go near them. I was always going back to the pastor to say, sir, when you made that statement, I didn't say amen. Ramos is why? I said, there's a reason why I didn't say amen. There is something we know in the message that they don't know. But pastor, let's be sincere. There's something they have we don't have. That was my own void. Where is the power side of the message? That was it. Until opportunity came and this ministry started. And God satisfied that void and brought the gifts and the power here. But also, the gift is here. The power is here. We talk. Is that all? What next? What next? Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have entered a new year. There is something that you must be looking up to. Church, listen. This is how God has designed it. Just study carefully and look at your life. I'm talking about those who have been moving with God or God has been moving with you. Listen. When He is about to move you to something, He will put restlessness in you. He will put a hunger in you. All of a sudden, you become uncomfortable where you used to be comfortable before. You see? He puts you in a stage in readiness to receive. He will cause certain situations around you to arise that will make you to be in expectation something. That is what He does. Always. Always. It is only when He can get you or His church in that estate. Read church history. It has always been like that. It has always been like that. And as we enter the new year, while some of us are busy looking at expectations for the year, some material breakthrough, some financial breakthrough, area of marriage, settlement in life, which is very good, but also know that every year brings you closer to the end of time, of God's program. Every year, when you enter a new year, you are coming closer and closer and closer. And what is it? And each time that next move of God is about to take place, even if it is a blessing you are expecting, you fasted, you have prayed, that is the pattern. You fasted, you are prayed, you are in expectation, you receive a dream, you receive a voice. The voice say, I will do it. Always, it has never failed. And everybody will experience it. The first thing that will come, that area you are expecting, the fake one will come first. They say, this week you will meet your husband. Before the real one will come, Satan has had it. He will send somebody to confuse you first. So it is generally. So anytime you receive a prophecy, you hear a voice, you are in expectation of a blessing, once it is spoken out, Satan has had it. Always, when that blessing comes, scrutinize it well before you accept it. And so that you'll understand. Hallelujah. Now, listen, church. In our study of the divine agenda, praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We try to tell you step by step, step by step, step by step. Where are we now? This is the order. Amen. Amen. This is the order. Jesus Christ himself said it this way. Let me just say it. Because there are some scriptures that even Jesus Christ, there are some statements he made that statement was not for that time. I hope you know that. There are some statements that Apostle Paul said, even written in the Bible, it was not meant for the time the Bible was written. And some of them have dual fulfillment. Like the scripture that said, out of Egypt, bring out my son. When Herod was looking for Jesus Christ, the little baby, to kill, and the angel told Joseph to take him to Egypt and hide him. Then, when he died, then the angel went back to him and said, now the man that's seeking to kill him is dead. You should come by and say that it might be fulfilled. According to the prophecy, out of Egypt, he called out his son. And that same scripture was also fulfilled when the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt. He also sent forth his word to bring them out. And so some scriptures have dual fulfillment like that, but also there are some that he will say, then he'll tell you future, future, future. Then the kingdom of God shall be likened to 10 virgins. Matthew chapter 25. Then, so it's future. It's future. Now, see what he said in Luke chapter 21 also. Verse 25. Luke chapter 21. He says, and there shall be signs in the heaven and in the moon and in the stars. And upon the earth, distress of nations. With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Is it not fulfilled now? Don't be so spiritual until you are not current with current affairs. Men's hearts, failing them for fear. Fear. They are afraid. That if the ice region melts because of the change in the weather, the global warming that is taking place, if those ice should melt, then the whole water levels will rise and some islands will be completely consumed. And most of these countries, they are islands, even including Britain. They are all island nations. Men's hearts filling them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then, future, shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. He said, and when these things begin to come to pass, what shall you do? Then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And you spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own self that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, and before us they are all coming to pass. Know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation that sees these things shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. And certainty, verse 33, heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Apostle Paul also caught it in Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13 verse 11. He said, and that, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's nearer. Our salvation is nearer. You have entered another year now. Some of us, we believed 20 years ago. Some of us believed this entire message we are preaching over 20 years ago. And as at that time, we were all expecting the coming of the Lord. Because each time you believe that the next day, Jesus will come. But we have always said he's coming soon. He's coming soon. Our song this morning, he's coming soon. He's coming soon. And he says, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. This is his advice. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting and drunkenness. Not in champering and wantonness. Not in strife and envy. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the laws thereof. That is his admonishment. And this admonishment, he wrote it to the church in Rome. But you know that this admonishment is for us. It's for us. Hallelujah. Our redemption is nearer than we think. The order. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. This is the order of the coming of the Lord. And it excites me to see that people who are watching us, they are catching it. I'm telling you, they are catching it. Sister Sharon from Finland, she was talking to me and then, you know, making statements with our sermon topics. He said, brother, and when I had the message at first, I was not convinced, so I was not concerned. I knew that she was listening to. Brother Barton that just sent this, you saw the terminology he was using also. Convinced and concerned. What we are saying now, if you are not convinced, you will never be concerned for your life. I preached the message that I titled Convinced and Concerned. You will notice that Brother Barton said, now that I know that the rapture has started, he is listening to us. He's listening to us. From YouTube. From our tape archives. There are some of you sitting down here. You don't have our messages that you sit down to listen to. The next thing you hear the word is when you come to church. There is no time you find, you know, your quiet time to hear something that you begin to ponder over before you sleep. Get the tapes and listen to what we are saying. Now, this is the reason why Brother Barton said, now that the rapture has started. Because 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, this is the order. He said, for the Lord himself, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall descend his coming. This is how his coming, the process will be. You know, he hid it there. They can never know it. They are just busy playing with anointing. You are playing with anointing. And very soon the door will close. Ah. He said the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. That is the first stage. With the second stage is with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then the next verse. Then we, this is the order. Then we, which are alive and remain, because some will be alive at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The scripture for the rapture is this scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. What is it for those hearing us for the first time? The rapture begins with a shout. He said, then the kingdom of God shall be likened to, that's Matthew chapter 25, to 10 virgins. Then. Hallelujah. When the bridegroom left, all the virgins slept. The 10 virgins. He said likened. So it's to give you a picture. 5 of them were foolish. 5 of them were wise. Now he said, before he mentioned the foolishness and the wise, he says that they were all virgins. Then at midnight, there was a cry made. Can we read it? Matthew 25, verse 6. And at midnight, there was a cry made. What is the cry? So that cry there, amen, it's not tears coming out of somebody's eyes. It's something about shouting. What did he say? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Church, meditate on that scripture. At midnight, there was a cry made. Let me quickly tell you. Apostle Paul told Timothy that from when you were a child, he said, thou hast known the holy scriptures that is able to make thee wise unto salvation. The day I read that scripture, it was quickened to me. What came to my mind is, it means there are some scriptures that has no salvation virtue. Listen, church. That means it is not everything, every scripture in this Bible that can make you wise unto salvation. And let me tell you one interesting thing, which will make you be glad and rejoice every time before the Lord, is that everything that pertains, all the scriptures that have salvation virtue, that will lead you to true salvation, they are written there and jumbled there, and they are put there in symbols, and they are hidden there, and until God himself grants you revelation, you will never know it. That is the mystery, brother. That is why we say salvation is not for all. Tell me, which Bible school can explain verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? And yet, that is the scripture you should watch. They went to Bible school, Reverend Doctor Bible school, doctorate degree holder, and they are teaching the people that what happened in the Garden of Eden was a snake that they gave apple. That is why we are suffering what we are suffering today, because of apple. That is why somebody will say, read the Bible, Romans chapter 10, with the mouth, confession is made with the heart, you believe, and then the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You see, so, stand up, say after me, you say it, say, you are born again. You are born again. Every prostitute will say, say after me. Prostitute will say it. So that's all. I'm born again. Everybody, I'm born again. Once you can say it, I'm born again. I'm born again. Because it's not their fault. Why do you speak like that in parables to them? Jesus says, his disciples asked him. And he told them, unto you. Mark chapter 4 says so. Unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to them who are without, yet he was doing miracle in their midst. He was healing them. I want you to take note of something. I don't know whether you have observed it. Praise the Lord. None of the disciples of Jesus Christ came to him by a miracle they received from him. None of them. None of them. See, God's own elect, there is only one that came to follow because he said through this man, he go make money. Amen. I preach a message. Is that message still available? I can preach it again. The ministry of Brother Judas. It's no more available. I preached it so many years ago. So that you will know who is who behind all pulpits. None of those disciples came to Jesus Christ. In fact, there is no record of any of them receiving any miracle. All those who were following him and he was doing miracle in their midst, when he come to preaching, he'll be talking to them in parables. Then, when he's alone with the disciples, he will teach the disciples the meaning of those parables. And then they ask him, why in your crusade do you talk in parables? And he looked at them, unto you, it is given. But to them there, it is not given. So that they will not see and understand. When you see yourself, now God open your eye to understand scripture, then you know you are special. That's why we are called the bride. That's why we are called the bride.